Joe Ramsey, British billionaire Richard Branson flew into space Sunday aboard a Virgin Galactic vessel, a voyage he described as the, quote, experience of a lifetime, and one he hopes will begin a new era of lucrative space tourism. It reached a peak altitude of around 53 miles or 85 kilometers, a level some consider beyond the boundary of space, allowing the passengers to experience weightlessness and admire the Earth's curvature. The mission's success means Branson has beaten fellow billionaire Jeff Bezos in the race to be the first tycoon to cross the final frontier in a ship built by the company he founded. A massive carrier plane took off Sunday morning from the southwestern U.S. and ascended to 50,000 feet before dropping the VSS Unity to complete the rest of the flight using its rocket-powered engine. The space plane carried two pilots and four passengers, including Branson. South African police said Sunday shops were looted overnight, a section of highway was closed, and stick-wielding protesters marched through the streets of Johannesburg as sporadic acts of violence following the jailing of former South African President Jacob Zuma spread to the country's main economic hub. The unrest had been mainly concentrated in Zuma's home province, where he started serving a 50-month sentence for contempt of court Wednesday night. But his incarceration has angered Zuma's supporters, and police say criminals are taking advantage of the anger to steal and cause damage. The South African government says dozens of people have been arrested since the violence began. The Johannesburg Metropolitan Police Department says there was looting Saturday night, and a highway was closed after there was reports of shots being fired at passing vehicles. This is VOA News. Pope Francis greeted supporters for prayers on Sunday from the 10th floor.